Good Erev Shabbos. Welcome to Torah Simcha. I have a quick thought to share with you. Parsha Shmini, this week's Parsha, contains the halfway point of the Torah when you count it up by letters. The halfway mark of the Torah is in the middle of our Parsha. And the question to think about is, what would be at the exact center of the Torah? You know, what words would that halfway mark land in between? The halfway mark lands right between two words. And the two words are actually the same word. It's a word repeated. So take a second and just think, what would be the word that would be at the center of the Torah, repeated twice with the middle point of the Torah right in between those two words? And I asked a class this week of high school girls, and they came up with great ideas, but no one got the word that the Torah actually has at its center. And the word is Dalid Resh Shin. It's from the phrase Darosh Darash Moshe, which a drisha is to seek, to investigate, to inquire, to ask. Not like asking a question like a she'ela of, you know, where can I find the almond flour in Costco? But a drisha is like a seeking of deep spiritual information. When Rivka Imenu had a difficult pregnancy and she couldn't figure out what was going on, Vatelech Lidrosh as Hashem, she went to seek, to inquire, to investigate from the Navi. What was the spiritual ramifications? And what I love about this and what the Mefarshim say on this is that the essence of the Torah is seeking and asking and investigating. Torah is not something that, you know, someone else has and they just like pour it onto us until we get filled up. It's an active endeavor that every one of us has to be seeking and asking and questing and growing. And it's something to pass on to our children, that questions have value. It's not necessary to know that, I mean, you can know that every single question has an answer, but you may not know the answer, and the question itself is still valuable. If we believe in Hashem, who is omnipotent and who knows everything and who has an infinite Torah, we believe he has the answers to our questions, and when he is not threatened by us asking them. On the contrary, Darosh Darash, he wants us to ask, he wants us to investigate. There's value in the asking, there's value in the seeking. And of course, as we get ready for Pesach, that is the mode that we learn in the Pesach Seder, right? As we start with the question of Ma Nishtana, and over, that Gada says we do things to make people ask, because the key to Torah is not having all the answers, it's asking. It's being a person who is seeking, a person who is questing, a person who is looking to understand, to grow. Have a great Shabbos.